Over the last 12 weeks or so, we've been sharing the blueprint that God's given us apostolically for the vision we have here. And today is the sort of the culmination of that, where we're going to move forward into the things that God's called us to. And so we're invited people to participate in that. I'm aware that obviously visitors here today, feel free just to observe. Those of you who've been here during the period that we've shared the vision and different things, feel free to participate in that sense. So there's some stuff there up on the board. Some of the things that God's called us to recap is we're called to be part of, raise up and release a Joshua generation. That Joshua generation are forerunners, those that go in and into the promised land, into the spiritual realms of heaven and bring heaven to earth. And there's a cost to pay for being forerunners, because you have to go first and make a way. But that's what it is, just a call. So we're called also, prophetically, sons of Issachar. It's felt that prophesied over us about knowing the times and the seasons. For us to move forward, the key is that we need to be Jesus-centered. He has to be centered to everything that we do. And we need to love creation like he loves it, because he created it for us as sons to administer, and therefore we need to carry creation in our hearts to be able to administer that. Part of this journey that we're on is to be pioneers and adventurers and leaders and disciples of Jesus along that journey. Now, over the last few years, there's been a opening up of the realms of heaven. Some people would describe it as a thinning of the veil between the spiritual and the natural realms. That has released a sound and a vibration, a frequency that's come out of heaven that has with it a whole gamut of different things, formula and symbol and color and fragrance. But it's being released, and it's like the sound of many waters, the sound of God's voice that vibrates and calls things together, deep calling out to deep. And so God is calling to our spirits at a deep level from the depth of who he is, calling us into agreement and alignment with him. So this sound is drawing people to their heavenly home, because you don't need to die to go to heaven. You just need to die to self to go to heaven. Big difference between dying physically and dying to self. I'd encourage one, wouldn't encourage the other. But this sound is drawing people into an alignment where new levels of heavenly authority are released, being released to us, because we're children of God, joint heirs with Christ, seated in the heavenly places. We know all those scriptures, but God wants us to experience them and outwork them in reality. The governmental structure of the church and the kingdom of God is patterned, or should be patterned, after that which is in heaven. And God has prophetically spoken to us again through another prophet that we are to prepare the house for glory, which means that we want to go from the presence of God, which we have a lot when we worship, but it's often subjective, to the glory of God, where he comes and manifests his presence with us. And to also do that, we need to rewire the house. And that's part of the process we've been going through, so that we can contain and have a flow of greater light and greater power. And so the pattern in heaven needs to be reflected on earth, and we've gone through this, which is a bench of three representing Father, Son, and Spirit, which we have an apostolic council, four ministry areas represented the four living creatures, four faces of God, kingly, prophetic, apostolic, and priestly. And there's seven gatekeepers and seven mountains and a council of 12. And all those things are part of the governmental structure of heaven, that if God sees that structure on earth, and it's not just a organizational structure, it's a relational structure that God is looking for, then he will come and occupy that and manifest his glory on earth as it is in heaven. Last week, we saw how this got worked out with this alignment in heaven, where you have the priestly and the kingly function. On earth, you have the apostolic and the prophetic function. One produces an ark that releases on earth a foundation. The purpose is that we would see a reflection of heaven on earth, and therefore we need to see God open up the doors, the windows of heaven, the doors of heaven, and see light of transformation come. When Jesus was transfigured, he was shining with glory on earth, as a man, but in the overlap of heaven and earth. And so we are called to manifest heaven on earth to bring that glory through our lives as gateways of heaven, as we're houses of God. We've shared this blueprint which God has given us to this structure and how this works with the different ministries and the different spheres of authority that we've been given. And that encompasses shalom ministries, which are to bring peace and wholeness on earth as it is in heaven. And all this stuff reflects the pattern. We need to see this outworked, which is why we're going the route we are. We also have an equipping track that God's told us, that we need to disciple people and equip people to find and fulfill their destiny in intimacy with God. So there is a revelationary rail with encounters with God rather than teaching and information about God. And there's a big difference. Old ways of doing things and a very Western ways to teach information, but God wants us to encounter him personally and have revelation. And also there's a transformation rail where there is ministry available to set people free, to bring them into their destiny so that they can fulfill everything God's called them to do. And so we're encouraging people that we are be part of this equipping track that we have. Okay. Now, as a result of that, God told us to call a solemn assembly. Now, a solemn assembly is not a miserable assembly. It's an important assembly. So it's solemn yet joyful. And hence, there is a lot of laughter and a lot of fun because we enjoy the presence of God. And we want to be in a joyful assembly. Who would want to be part of a miserable assembly? So God is calling us to get rid of all the miserable stuff and embrace all the joyful stuff. So a commitment about being part of church is not about attending meetings or having some sort of role. You know, that's an old way of thinking. It really is about sharing and participating in the blueprint, the vision, and the equipping track that God's given. That means everyone can be involved. It's about being part of the church is about being a disciple of Jesus, following him intimately, and making disciples who also follow Jesus. And therefore, we're looking for people who are willing to pursue intimacy with God and also pursue their heavenly eternal destinies so that we can see those things outworked on earth. So, we're asking people who feel called to be part of the church, and I know some people are visitors here, some people may have picked up some things, feel free to just observe what we do this morning, but be blessed by the environment that will be created by the presence of God as he comes. If you feel you want to be part of this journey, then we're going to break bread together, and we're going to do that in a particular way, as a sign of covenant commitment. We are in the new covenant with God. And he has given us a place of exchange. So if you're not sure, that's okay. Just let us know when you are. If you are part of Freedom Communities, we consider you part of the family while you're here. But actually, there's no obligation for you to stay beyond your graduation. If you want to, that's great. If you don't, if you're moving back home or you're moving to another church locally, that's fine. So while you're here, we totally consider you part of the family. You can feel free to participate in this morning or not. That's entirely up to you. Feel free. We don't want you to be obliged to do anything, but also we want you to be free to participate in what we do. Okay? So everyone who's on the journey with us, we're going to break bread as a sign of covenant exchange. Now, that means letting go of something old and embracing something new. And this is what God is calling us to embrace new ways of engaging him, particularly engaging in the realms of heaven so that we can bring heaven to earth. As covenant, it was an exchange that they took a figure of eight and went through the sacrifice they made in the middle. And so in a covenantal exchange, one person gave to the other person, and vice versa. And they exchange coats, actually, normally, or they exchange blood in a blood covenant. Now, we, because Jesus has already gone before us and opened up the way to engage with God, we can break bread. So we can take the bread and the juice as a sign that we're embracing the victory that God has accomplished for us on the cross. But in doing that, what you do is you walk through a figure of eight. Okay? And a figure of eight around the table here, demonstrate it, is a figure of eight. So what I encourage you to do is come to it and walk around it, take some bread and some juice and just take that seriously as a sign of you're embracing being part of the family, and then you're walking into and exchanging the old for the new. So on that side is the old, this side is the new. So you embrace that and then walk that through in a figure of eight. Now that's literally what they did when they made covenant. So when you step back into this, you're bringing the new with you. A new season and lots of new things that God wants you to exchange with him. So some of the things to exchange, and think of it as an exchange. I am giving stuff to God. So I'm giving my life to him. I'm giving all the stuff I don't want to him. So you're exchanging old for new, sadness for joy, mourning for celebration, ashes for fragrant oils, heaviness and oppression for a mantle of praise. And that all comes from Isaiah 61. And so when you do that, you can feel free to walk through. Now, as you do that, I'm just going to observe in the realm of the spirit to see what is going on. And I will pray or prophesy or speak out what I'm seeing as you embrace this. Now, we want people to do this individually, and so everyone can have an opportunity of doing it. So I would encourage you just to do that. So someone has to go first, okay? Otherwise, we're going to be here for a long time. Okay? I know what it's like. No one wants to go first. Someone want to go first? Mick's going to go first. Okay. So, Father, we thank you for the open heaven we have here today. We thank you for the presence of the church angel, Urandiel, here observing what we're doing. We thank you, Lord God, that you release the new season. As each person breaks bread today, we call forth destiny. We call forth their redemptive gift. We release them to fulfill their purpose here. We call them to release the blessing of God on their lives this morning. We just thank you in this place of exchange that the old is exchanged for the new. We thank you, Lord God, for the power and the victory of the cross as we embrace all that you've done for us. Bless you, Lord God. What I encourage you to do is just follow on, otherwise we'll be here for a long time. Yeah, Father, we release the oil of joy and gladness. We release new for old. We release celebration instead of mourning. We release fragrant oils and the frequency of heaven to bring us into alignment with our destiny. We release the callings of God. Just prophesy over each person as they embrace the new and engage in you to pursue you in intimacy. I call forth a new season of intimacy. I call forth a new level of deep calling out to deep. The sound of your waterfall is here this morning. The sound of many waters is here this morning. Let's embrace that sound. The cloud of witnesses, and particularly the 12 witnesses that have been assigned to us as a church, are here observing and watching and participating in what we're doing as they that encourage us to fulfill our destiny, to fulfill the apostolic and prophetic vision that God has released to us. And as each person takes this bread and takes this juice representing the body and blood of Jesus, they take on the DNA and the frequency of God's life to bring transformation, freedom, joy, peace, love. So I just prophesy new beginnings, fresh beginnings. The old is gone and new has come. I prophesy an open heaven over each life, embracing the manifest presence of God, having access into the realm of heaven, to engage with God's presence. There are four angels that are here, the angels that have been released to herald the new season. On my left, there's an angel standing with a large trumpet and with a banner called Transformation. On my right, there's an angel again with a trumpet and banner called Winds of Change. ahead of me on my left, there's another large angel called the Sound of Many Waters, who's here to herald a new season and release a new frequency in God. And on my right to the front, there's an angel called the Fire of Refining, here to release passion and zeal to change and transform our hearts. Those angels have been assigned out of heaven to herald this new season, to herald and call forth each person into a new season of fruitfulness, blessing, that you will be blessed to be a blessing. So I prophesy blessing over each person. I prophesy blessing. I call forth that which you've been ordained to do according to your scroll of destiny, that you will be blessed to be fruitful, to multiply, to bring dominion on earth as it is in heaven. I prophesy each person is a house of God and a gate of heaven. There's so much celebration going on in the realm of the Spirit right now, both in heaven, around the throne of God, and here in this room, in the realm, the unseen realm of the Spirit. There is celebration, there is joy, there's dancing, as the angels participate, as they connect with what we're doing, as they've been assigned to us as a ministry, there is celebration here. Those of you who can see in that realm, I encourage you to engage with the angels, to engage with the presence of God as he releases that, his hand, through the angels today, standing in the door of an open heaven, is Jesus on a white horse with a fiery sword and fire coming from his eyes, inviting us to be part in his purposes in this generation as he releases the call from heaven to raise up a Joshua generation, to release them into the fullness of their inheritance. So I prophesy inheritance. I prophesy the fullness of destiny and call over each life. I call forth redemptive gifts. I call forth supernatural power as the power of heaven is released through the gateways of each life to administer the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, through each of these people administering the kingdom in power and authority. When Mike Bryant prophesied over us, he was here in the summer last year, and he stepped into heaven, into an open vision of heaven, stepped in, and in that realm of heaven, he saw a scene where there was an angel with a book, a red book, and that red book was a thin book, and it got closed, symbolic of an old season that was closing. He also saw a tree with some fruit on it that was old fruit that needed to fall off the tree so that we could embrace a new season. And then he saw an angel with a black book, a big, thick black book with golden pages that was to be released to us. And at the end of the prophecy, he prophesied about children, and about children, those in heaven who were connected to this ministry, who were being equipped by the angels, and who had a vested interest in worship, in what we were doing and involvement. And he prophesied children coming. And so today we're going to also release blessing over the children. We're going to release supernatural blessing over their lives. And we're going to do that symbolically when we dedicate Rebecca later on. But prophetically, there was a release that new children would come and they would be connected with that which is in heaven. In heaven, there is a dimensional place where all those children who have died before the age of responsibility are being equipped for their destiny by the angels. I've been there. I've seen two of my grandchildren there. And there is a connection the groups of those children have to engage from heaven in earth. And so we are a place that has been prophesied that there's an angelic landing strip for heavenly engagement. And so we just release a blessing today. We connect and open ourselves to the liberty of the Spirit and open heaven over us so that everything that has been prophesied and agreed before the foundation of the earth for this apostolic ministry and the calling that we have here will be released. So we release and accept all that which comes from heaven through us and around us. We release blessing. And all that we do to bring glory and honor and blessing, might, power, dominion to the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who is seated above all the heights of heaven, who's releasing all authority in heaven and earth so that we can go in his name to outwork and fulfill our destiny, equipped and connected and living with a flow of the river of life flowing through us to the world around us as living waters flow, rivers of living water. As we prophesy a flow of the rivers of living water that are flowing from heaven through our spirit out into the world around us, that we would be those that cultivate our intimacy and our relationship with God. So I call forth intimacy. I call forth relationship. I call forth connection on heaven and in earth with the garden of God, the throne of grace, the tree of life. I call forth that blessing. A release of heaven on earth. I'm having a wonderful time here because I'm observing everything that's going on in the Spirit. And it's just an awesome manifestation of the fragrances and the sounds and the colors of heaven around us. The Kashmilim, who are the shining ones, are here, around, circling around as colored ribbons, bringing fragrance. I mean, I can smell the fragrances, actually smell the fragrances of the fragrant oils that are being released here today. There is such joy and blessing. Such joy and blessing. You know, there's a scripture that says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. There's abundance and overflow. God calls us to have an abundant overflow of life, that we would have all that we need, because God's grace, according to 2 Corinthians 9:8, all grace is available to us in all situations and circumstances, that we would have an abundance for all our needs and for all the good deeds that have been assigned and agreed to us. So we release that abundance of blessing today. Very dangerous. You saw what I was like last week when I got absolutely drunk in the Spirit. I'm really feeling like that at the minute, so. Okay. Right. Whew. Well, that's just first part this morning, which is awesome. And everyone who participated in that, just by faith, you receive that which you exchanged, the old for the new, and exchanging the life of heaven to be manifested on earth. But part of that in receiving the oil of joy. We have within the center of our blueprint an area, which is the area of the church here, in which we have the gatekeepers, and God's pattern is that for seven. At the moment, we have six that have identified that they would wish to be involved in ministry to the church here, being gatekeepers, being responsible for the vision, the principles that God's given us to see them outworked in our midst. to have an environment of love, safety, security, growth, transformation, and a culture of honor. And so those people are responsible for the outworking of our vision, and that is so that we have an environment where each person can live in and live out of the manifest presence of God, intimacy with God, can find and fulfill their destiny, be free in accordance with their redemptive gifts and destiny from every obstruction and hindrance that would stop them fulfilling everything that God's called them to do. That in a context of us being called to be an apostolic resource center, to bring resource for here and the region around and into the nation and the nations beyond. And God is wanting us to come into heavenly agreement and resonate with what's going on in heaven. So, three of us in our apostolic council was Nigel and Becky. I encourage them to come forward so you can recognize who they are. This is the bit where we're sort of winging it. sort of. Okay. And we have seven at gatekeepers, or we will have, and we've got six today that we're going to welcome. On Monday, we met with them, and we stepped into heaven together, and we went through a judicial process in heaven, going into the different courts of heaven to release their mandate to bring that heavenly government here on earth in our environment. And we're going to outwork that today. What we did on Monday in heaven, we're going to outwork it on earth. So the six people that we want to invite to come forward, Deb, Joe, Graham, Jan, Derek, and Dan. And, we want to encourage you, yeah, come and stand at the front here. And remember, we want amateurs in the new, not professionals in the old. And we've not been this way before. So in not being this way before, we're learning. And there are various processes of learning and engagement. So what we're going to do, we're going to firstly just anoint them with some kingly anointing oil, which is actually the same formula that came out of Israel when they anointed people for positions of authority. So we're going to do that. And I want to encourage you to, as the church, as you've come and shared your desire to be part of the church here, I encourage you to receive them as those that are going to help and encourage and equip you in your destiny and fulfilling and outworking that. So I'm going to ask you, do you receive them to do that? Okay. So we're going to anoint them. So I'm going to start this end. Okay. You might see all sorts of manifestations now. So we just anoint you with kingly oil into this place of authority. Just anoint you with that oil for kingly authority in the church here. Anoint you with this kingly oil. This fragrance, a blessing released on you. Anoint you with kingly oil. Blessing. To be a blessing. Just anoint you with that kingly oil. Release blessing upon you to be a blessing. Release that kingly oil, anoint you to this place of authority in the church. Now, what we're going to do, and this is what we saw as we stepped into heaven, when each of those guys, if you can, to go and stand together, if you can. So all come stand over here together. And what I encourage you to do is take hold of this. This is a new implement. So they're coming together in authority, and we're going to stand around them. This is what we saw when we stepped into heaven together, that we would stand around them, and as they embrace this symbol, the shepherd's rod, symbol of authority and power, symbol to bring healing and wholeness and restoration, a symbol to release blessing, to release the anointing of joy for this new season. We invest them with authority and power, with anointing. We invest them with the glory and the presence of God. We call them forth. Invest them with heavenly authority to administer heaven on earth. We give them freedom in the angelic realm to operate with the angels of the church and to release blessing through that. And we call forth their gifts, their destiny and their anointing as we surround them with blessing, with support, with encouragement, as we release them into this new season of blessing, that they would release that blessing flowing out like rivers of living water through their lives to touch each person, to release the glory of heaven on earth. This is fun, isn't it? So we release the oil of joy and gladness to them. So I'm going to, because I have another bottle of oil over here, which is the oil of joy. And this oil is distilled. Oh dear. It's distilled from the myrtle tree. You know what happened in the myrtle trees? The angels were in the top of the myrtle trees to symbolize victory and authority. So I'm just going to release this oil of joy and gladness over them. The oil of joy and gladness. 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 I release it over their lives. But this whole administration of the kingdom here is going to be joyful to them. They will express joy and blessing through their lives as they receive joy and blessing from God and release it. Blessing. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Now I'm going to give them this bottle of oil today. And so later on, they're free to come and release that blessing amongst you. Yeah, okay. Awesome. Feel free to pray. Bless you, Lord God. Yes, we bless you, Lord God. Yes, we surround you, Lord. Yes, we surround you together. Yes, we declare unity. Heart, mind, and purpose. Bless you. I said it was solemn and joyful. That's okay, they can carry on there as long as they like. It's no problem. I'll just carry on. Just so that you know, and the other people who are involved in what we're doing, we have seven mountains here that God has given us authority to administer in the kingdom. And those are represented by seven people on each, one each on each of the mountains. And we're obviously looking for more to be to part of the structure of heaven. So in those spheres, Deb, who's over there, is on the mountain of good news. Jan is on the mountain of health. Graham is on the mountain of freedom, and Dan is also on that mountain with him. Alice, you want to, over there? She's on the mountain of harmony. Jo Lane is on the mountain of blessing. Jeremy Westcott, who's over there, is on the mountain of media. And Nigel over here is on the mountain of enterprise. Now, you may not understand what those mountains are. Over the next months, I guess all these guys will probably be sharing and releasing what God has given them, because the next stage of the blueprint that we have is to take them into heaven, which we're going to do on the last Monday of this month. And we're going to step into heaven. We're going to release their mandates, just as we've done today. We're going to release their mandates in heaven. We're going to get the scrolls of each mountain, which carries seven mountains beneath it, because everything in heaven on earth is fractaled. There's a fractal nature that what's on heaven is the bigger picture, then that bigger picture makes up everything. And God wants everything on earth to reflect that which is on heaven. And as a result of that, all that we do, the 12 ministries that we have, and the Council of 12 that will be also meeting every month to administer some of these things in heaven and release them here on earth, is myself, Nigel, Becky, Deb, Joe, Lane, Graham, Jan, Derek, Alice, Jeremy, and Joe. So that makes up that group, if you like. Now, we are on a journey together. We've not been this way before, so I encourage you to have patience with us as we explore new ways of doing things. Particularly in engagement with heaven, it may seem very strange. For those of you who don't engage in the realms of heaven yet, we will be equipping everybody here as part of the church over the next 12 months to engage in the realms of heaven, to engage in intimacy with God, to engage with God on the inside. So we're going to teach people that experientially over the next 12 months. But we encourage you to have patience. We're all learning, and we're not experts, but we are desiring to pursue what God has for us. So our desire is to live in a culture of honor, where we can be open, honest, and supportive of each other and help each other and encourage each other. For that to take place, we've got to be real. You know, so if you don't understand something or you're confused about something, just ask. Ask one of these guys if they don't know. Ask one of us guys if we don't know. We can go and ask God. That's, you know, but ask. You know, it's good to talk. If you're unsure, just ask. You know, the last thing we want is people unsure about things, feeling they're struggling. So we really feel that we want to create this culture and this environment of blessing. Now, in the summer, Mike Bryant, who most of you know, who's from up in Folkestone, prophesied at this opening of this new book. The old book closed, new book was going to be open. Now, the old fruit, we believe we've dealt with the old fruit so that we can embrace this new book, and we're going to open it today. And God, I took this back into heaven, and I was shown this, and God said to me, prophesy a new season, call it forth, declare it from the heights, proclaim it, blow a trumpet, and herald its coming. Now, I can symbolically blow a trumpet, because I haven't exactly got a real one, but in opening the new book, there are going to be new pages, new chapters, a new level of government, and a new fresh expression of the kingdom is going to be released as we open this book. This book gives us a mandate or authorization to manifest heaven on earth. It includes our blueprint, the mountains, the vision of the four faces of God, which we're going to again outwork in the future, the law of fatherhood and sonship, again, which we've done in heaven, we're going to see that outworked on earth, a marriage ketubah or contract that God is asking us as a church to come to him with, and a season of joy. And those are some of the pages I've seen. And we want to open those things today. Now, I mentioned earlier about the four angels. A few weeks ago, two of those angels came, the angel of transformation and the wind of change. And we were given a fiery scroll from one of the men in white linen. That was a mandate to be part of equipping a billionfold harvest of the Joshua generation for the Jesus generation that's to come. And we received that scroll and that mandate, and two more angels today are being released, and they're going to be involved in this new season. And those are what I mentioned earlier, the sound of many waters, releasing a frequency from heaven to bring us into alignment with him, and a refining fire. Now, don't be afraid of the refining fire. Refining fire is to purify, refine us so that we can connect with God and do everything that God's called us to do. So those angels are part of this process. It's a new season of joy, Isaiah 61, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of joy, oil of gladness instead of mourning, mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting or heaviness, so they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And that's his desire, is to be glorified through each person, that you would fulfill your destiny in God. Psalm 46:4 says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. That river is flowing. The holy dwelling places of the Most High. Who's a dwelling place of the Most High here? We are. Therefore, we can experience this river flowing out of heaven through our lives. Psalm 45:6 says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever, a scepter of uprightness in the scepter of the kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of joy above your fellows. That's talking about Jesus. He's been anointed with the oil of joy above everybody. But actually, you know what Jesus loves to do? Give it away. So he wants to release that oil of joy into this new season with us. So what I'm going to do, and this might be different for you, I am going to step into heaven. Becky and Nigel, we're going to step into heaven. And we're going to follow a process of what you do when you do judicial things in heaven. So I'm going to describe what I'm seeing and where I'm going. Okay? Because we have an open heaven where we can just walk up. It's open. Revelation 4:1. Come up here because there's an open door. So we're going to come up there. And when we go up there, we're going to walk through that door. We're going to meet with Jesus. And we're going to go before the ark. And we sing about this most weeks. Singing about coming before the ark of God's presence. And when we come, the presence of God manifests. And we're going to get a scroll in our heart in the court of chancellors. And then we're going to go to the court of angels. And then we're going to go to the mountains and release that over you. Okay? Now that sounds complicated. Don't worry about it. Because we're going to do it. And then we're going to release it. Okay, so I want you just to close your eyes and engage the eyes of your heart to participate in what we're doing as God releases this in our midst. So we are just going to step into the realm of heaven. We're going to go through the veils, the way, truth, and the life, and we're going to step into the ark of the presence of God. And manifesting on the mercy seat is the blood of Jesus, shining with light, releasing living power, grace, mercy, and love. And as we engage with the four faces of God, with the names of God, the Yod, the He, the Vav, and the He, the whole ark moves around with the presence of God. The lion, the ox, the eagle, and the man. And we open up our hearts to receive a mandate for opening this book today. We receive a mandate from the lion, the ox, the eagle, and the man. So we bring heavenly alignment with earthly agreement to release and open this book today. So as we've opened up our hearts, I encourage you to open up your hearts to receive a revelation from God's presence. As we stand before the presence of God, we step into his presence and we begin to see from the eyes of the lion, the eyes of the ox, the eyes of the eagle, and the eyes of the man, because we're in him. Our lives are hidden with God in Christ. So we've stepped into him and receive a revelation of his will and purpose and a mandate to manifest that on earth as it is in heaven. Now together we go to the court of chancellors and we present that mandate which is carried within our hearts before the court of chancellors. They have a scroll before them. And they are sealing the scroll with the seal of the lion and the ox and the eagle. They seal them in the colors of red, blue, and green. And they authorize us with this scroll, which carries the authority to open the new book and to release the new season. So the three of us bring that scroll for your agreement. So if you agree with releasing this new book and bringing an alignment with heaven on earth, then just give your yes and amen to that.
Yes, amen.
So right now, we take that scroll, and we take it to the court of angels for the angelic orders who are assigned to that mandate, to that scroll, to the new book, to be released. So right now, angels are aligning themselves in legions and in ranks and in order for the authorization of the pages of this book. The blueprint, the mountains, a releasing of heavenly authority and power, a manifestation of glory, signs and wonders from the kingdom of heaven to be manifested on earth. The authorization for each page. So we release the angels to clear the atmosphere of the earth over us for the opening of this book. We release the angels to go before us to prepare the way for each page, for each chapter, for each season that will be opened. Now, standing in the court of angels, there is an angel that I know. He's called Metatron. He's the chief of the order of the chaos, the living creatures, and he has with him a golden key to open the book. So he gives us the golden key, and we open the book, and we take the book to the mountain of the apostolic ministry here, and the three of us open the book, release this new season. The angels, the four angels, herald this new season. They are blowing their trumpet, heralding this new season. The sound and the vibration and the wind and the fire of heaven for transformation, for power and authority to establish the blueprint, to establish our mountains, to release heaven on earth is released. And we call forth this new season. We release this new season as I'm looking down from this mountain, can see the seven mountains below. I call forth those mountains to be occupied, and I call forth for the seven mountains below those to be administered in the fullness of the kingdom. I release those destinies here today. Together, we in agreement release this new season, this season of joy, this season of an increase in the glory and the manifestation of God's presence amongst us. We release it today, and we hand the book to Urandiel, the church angel, who has the face of an eagle and a lion, who brings heaven and earth into alignment here with us to continue to administer that book. Now, looking from above, I can see the everlasting doors that have been assigned to the three of us open, and the glory of God begin to rain down. Rivers of life flowing out of heaven, the waterfalls of heaven, the windows of heaven open over us. Just encourage you to open your hearts, open your lives for the rest of the morning and from ongoing here to receive that river of life and the different rivers that are flowing out of heaven, flowing through you. As we will worship together, as we will honor and bring glory and honor to Jesus, to the Father, to the Holy Spirit, those rivers are flowing. out of heaven today. There is a heralding of this new season. The angels are joyfully celebrating, and they're going to celebrate with us today. Genesis 2:10 says, "As a river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided and became four rivers." And Revelation 22 says, "There he showed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and the Lamb." And there is a picture of that on the screen, cascading down out of heaven, from the throne of God, cascading down through the kingdom of God, so that the windows of heaven are open over us. And those windows flowing down are for us to engage in, to dance in the river, to celebrate the life of the different rivers that are flowing out of heaven, because they're to flow into us and through us so that we bring transformation and change to the world around us. So I just release the flow of the river of life today, the streams which flow out of heaven into us and through us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to continue by worshiping God together. So I encourage the musicians to come. Just be open. You can continue to break bread today. If you like, we'll put that back over there. Encourage those to release the oil of joy and gladness amongst us as we enter this new season of blessing.